steps would be like onto the front porch out here, those would be steps, and going down the basement would be stairs.
Okay. So steps would be on the outside of a house, you might say?
I would say so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's helpful. Now, in going back to the old house, could you tell me what kind of a furniture you had in the old house?
Furniture?
Yeah.
Well, it was mostly hardwood chairs and a rocking chair. And later, of course, they had a sofa and an easy chair, as we call it. Upholstery chair.
The thing that you called a sofa, would they ever call it a couch?
Oh, yeah.
Or a davenette or a davenport?
Davenport.
Okay.
But a davenport was usually one that opened up.
Okay.
That was the difference between a davenport and a couch or a, yeah.
Okay. Great. This is very helpful. Now, how about to store clothes in the bedroom? Did they have a piece of furniture in there?
They had a lot of times they had a hall tree, which was just a stick of wood with some hooks on it that they hung stuff on.
Okay. Did they have anything like a dresser or a bureau?
Oh, yeah, they had dressers.
Uh-huh. Is that what they wouldn't, is there, I'm wondering if there's a difference between a dresser and a bureau or a...
Well, yeah, most people called them dressers. And then they had, like a bureau would be more like a something in the front room that you might have kept silverware or something like that in.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, did you have water running in the house?
No, for a long time you carried water. Like here in Idea, there was a town well over here back at the old store, and everybody carried water. And this was the kids' job in the morning, and you always fought who got to use the pump first. And then finally we had a 55-gallon barrel that Dad made and put on rake wheels, which is wheels about 4 foot high, with a handle on it, and my sister and I could pull this thing. We'd go over and fill that barrel and pull it, and then Mom used that for wash water to wash. And then finally we got a cistern, and you had what we called a pitcher pump. You know, the little pump with a handle on it that had a foot valve in the cistern, and you'd pump water out of the cistern. But we didn't have that until we got a well of our own.
I see.
And then we could fill the cistern. And then eventually you went to a pressure pump. And
when in the earliest time when you had to carry the water before you got the barrel, what did you carry it in?
In buckets.
Okay. What were they made out of?
They were made out of metal.
Okay.
They were usually galvanized, shiny.
Okay. Were they made out of tin?
Tin, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. The thing that the water came out of, what would you call that?
The faucets.
Okay. I was wondering if there was a difference between, in the old days, between a faucet and a spout, or a tap maybe, if they were, depending on if it was inside or outside the house.
No, I don't think so. I think most people called them faucets around here.
Okay, great. The thing your mother used to wash when she was washing dishes, the cloth that she used.
A dish rag.
Okay. And the thing she used to dry them?
Was a dishcloth.
Okay.
A tea towel sometimes.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And the thing she would use to boil water on the stove?
A tea kettle.
Okay. And the thing she would use to cook up meat with?
Oh, a frying pan.
Okay. Did you ever call it a skillet?
Sometimes.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Skillet.
Okay. Now, did you have electricity in the old house in the early days?
Not in the early days. We had coal oil lamps and gasoline lamps.
Okay. Coal oil is what?
Kerosene.
Okay. Okay. A couple of other things here. I was wondering if people in this area have a name for a bed that's made up on the floor that's not up on a frame. Would they ever call that a pallet?
I never heard that.
Okay. Uh-uh. Have you ever heard of a name for a bed that's made up on the floor? Is that